this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 11th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today's message is titled Sharing. Scripture text is based on Mark 9, 38 through 40, which Brooksine will read.
"Teacher," said John, "we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. "No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us."
In the course of our work, we often stop by interesting places. The other day, we stopped in Intercourse and browsed through one of Brooksine's favorite areas, Kitchen Kettle Village, which is a variety of tourist-type shops. She was excited about an unusual flower arrangement she'd seen in a pottery shop and wanted to show me. It was an interesting display of a single flower on a long stem standing alone in a very shallow pottery bowl. It gave the appearance of a flower standing straight and tall with no support. Upon closer examination, we saw a round metal pin with very close prongs that secured the flower stem. We inquired about the round pin and learned that it is called a, quote, frog pin. Knowing Brooksine was more interested in the pin than the pottery, I asked the owner if she sold the round pin. She said that she did not. I took another step and asked where we could get the pin, wondering what kind of response I would get, since the question indicated that we weren't going to buy the pottery. She was extremely helpful, telling me what I needed to buy, where to get it, and even how to do it. I like that attitude in life, particularly in regard to ministry. I don't always see it, though. Some churches, denominations, and ministries are petty and exclusive. I once worked for a company that saw their ministry model as proprietary, and any other similar expression posed a threat to them. But great churches and ministries are enabling of others, interested in seeing the kingdom of God expanded, not restricted. Today's verses long intrigued me, and I don't recall ever teaching or writing about it before. The disciples had seen a man driving out demons in Christ's name and told him to stop, apparently thinking they alone were doing the Lord's work. The problem, they expressed, was that, quote, he was not one of us, end quote. That is, he was not one of the 12. They must have had a sense of proprietary use of his name. I've long wondered where this man driving out demons was from. We do know from other scriptures that there were more than just the original 12. There were the 70 that Jesus sent out, and there were the 120 that came together in the upper room. So there were others who spread the gospel and performed miracles when Christ dwelt on this earth and ministered, though primarily with the 12 disciples. Where this man fit in is not specified, but apparently John and the other disciples saw his ministry as a threat. They reported this to the Lord, and I think they expected the Lord to say something to the effect, "Good job, boys." But instead, Christ essentially rebukes the disciples. "Do not stop him." And he sets forth the great spiritual principle, "Whoever is not against us is for us." Now, honestly, I'm still working through what this means, but it certainly is a strong rebuke against any proprietary or exclusive sense of ministry. I want to bless others that serve Christ today. There are many ways we serve, and some have ministries similar to mine. I want to bless and assist them if possible. I want them to reach many for Christ that I will never reach.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I want to thank you for the scores of people and ministries that have made a tremendous spiritual impact on my life. I also thank you for numerous accurate translations of the Bible that have made passages clearer to my understanding. Each of these, using various styles and coming from various backgrounds, have influenced me to dig deeper in my understanding of who you are and in my devotion to you. As your followers, move us beyond pettiness, jealousy, and possessiveness to appreciate and affirm those who might have a different way of presenting the gospel. Help us to support and pray for one another as we carry forth the light of your word to those who have not heard. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's a wonderful prayer, Brett Seaman. Hope it's our attitude, all of us. Well, we have a number of additional notes. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and we do have a couple of flowers up on the site with Brookscene's latest frog pin. Right after we saw the lady, we did indeed stop at a store she recommended and brought a couple of these frog pins, and we have some displays on the site today. In a very practical sense, the pottery shop owner's attitude was a good business decision as well. The goodwill engendered by her has prompted us to purchase a piece of property on her next visit. What did I say? Pottery? A piece of pottery? What did I say wrong?
Brookscene? Property.
Property. Well, this is a real ministry. We are Stephen and Brookscene Weber, and we don't make any pretenses of being slick. Let me also point out, you heard the name of the town, and the name of the town is Intercourse, and indeed there is a town located in the heart of Amish country here in Lancaster County called Intercourse. There are many Amish who live there, and thus a lot of tourism surrounds that area. It sure took us a while to get used to that name and to feel comfortable repeating it. There's a saying, you know you're talking to a native of Lancaster County when he or she can refer to the town of Intercourse without blushing or looking the other way. And although we're not natives, I think we're approaching that. It was just the other day that our young Amish neighbor, a young couple we often refer to, Jesse and Anna, we'll drive for them, and Anna asked me, would we be able to take them over to Intercourse? And I knew exactly what she meant, and it never occurred to me the other meanings for the word. Well, there are a couple of other notes up on the site today. I said we've got pictures up. I do have a link to that Kitchen Kettle Village, as well as Garnet Pottery, which was the pottery place where we talked to the lady. Actually, the very lady that we talked to, her picture is up on the site today. Yesterday, I spoke of an island in the Pacific Ocean that I just seemed to stumble over trying to pronounce. Brookscene, what do you think the pronunciation is?
Vanuatu.
Vanuatu. Vanuatu. And she was surprised I hadn't heard it from it. She's from Australia and has some interesting additional notes about the island if you're interested in reading it. Well, the website was down earlier today. It's up now. I hope it stays up for you to get these additional resources. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site. Have a wonderful weekend and continue to stay faithful to the Lord.